The Diggers Rest Hotel, written by Jeffrey McGeckin and read by Peter Byrne. Berlin had worked with a lot of coppers who were moody and irritable all morning, until a quick visit to the dunny or a trip outside to pick something up restored their equilibrium. Roberts put the billy can up to his nose, sniffed and grimaced. "Want me to pop over to the station tea rooms and see if I can get us some fresh milk?" "That'd be good." Alone in the office, Berlin scanned the room carefully. Something crunched under the piles of paper on the floor as he moved around. Teeth, he wondered. But when he bent down and lifted the papers, he saw that he'd stepped on a pair of wire-rimmed glasses. "Great," he thought. "A bespectacled paymaster with a little automatic, taking on bandits waving Tommy guns. That was never going to end well for the paymaster." The centre of the Masonite ceiling was blackened and pitted, probably from the burst of Tommy gun fire. Berlin studied it for a minute or two before turning his attention back to the floor. There was a lump under a scattered pile of pay envelopes near one of the desks. He moved the envelopes aside with the toe of his shoe, revealing the paymaster's little automatic pistol. The gun was a .32 caliber Browning, compact, but at close range, quite deadly. As he bent over to pick it up, he heard footsteps outside the office. He straightened up and was slipping the automatic into his pocket when someone called from the doorway, "Hold it right there, copper." Berlin turned towards the voice and was blinded by a brilliant white flash.